Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of January 2020. Supreme Court has observed that the rule of no reservation in promotions has no application to persons with disability, PWD. The court upheld the view that the basis for providing reservation for PWD is a physical disability and not any of the criteria forbidden under Clause 1 of Article 16 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has directed the Maharashtra State Pollution Control Board to file an affidavit in 4 weeks, giving details of the steps taken on the implementation of recommendations made in the report, submitted by the National Institute of Hydrology, about groundwater contamination at Akolner village. Delhi High Court has held that the Office of a Controller General of Patents, Designs and Trademarks is an industry under Section 2J. Of the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947, ID Act. The court has further directed the reinstatement of workers legally retrenched from their services. Madras High Court has framed guidelines for conducting the festival Jallikattu, laying down for the formation of 2 committees to conduct and oversee that the festival is conducted peacefully. Delhi court has convicted Brajesh Thakur and 18 other accused persons in the Muzaffarpur shelter home case on multiple grounds of rape, gang rape under Section 376(d) of Indian Penal Code, 1860, aggravated sexual assault under Section 6 of Protection of Children from Sexual Offences, POCSO, Act, 2012, criminal conspiracy, and offences under the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, Delhi has held that the transaction where advance is received in the normal course of business and which is not taken as a loan cannot be considered as deemed dividend. The tribunal further observed that the advance received from the company by the assessee is in the nature of trade advance against the booking of commercial place being built by the assessee and cannot be considered as deemed dividend under Clause E of Subsection 22 of Section 2 of the Income Tax Act, 1961. Authority for Advance Ruling, Maharashtra has held that input tax credit charged on inward supply of demo cars, which are used for demonstration purpose in the course of business of supply of motor vehicle, can be availed by the dealer as an input tax credit on capital goods and the same can be utilized for payment of output tax payable under this Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Authority for Advance Ruling, Goa has held that the compensation paid for setting up of Special Economic Zone, SEZ, unit will be considered as a supply of services under Goods and Service Tax Act, 2017 and GST will be payable on it. Supreme Court has rejected the plea of Pawan Gupta, one of the 4 convicts in Nirbhaya case, claiming that he was a juvenile at the time of the offence. The court said that it was too late to overcome the findings of the trial court, the Delhi High Court and the Supreme Court that he was a major at the time of the crime. Supreme Court has issued notices to the central government on a petition filed by a self-styled Vedic outfit challenging the annual budgetary outlay for several minority welfare schemes on the ground that it was violative of the secular principles of the Constitution of India, 1949, which bars any discrimination against any community on the grounds of religion. Supreme Court has clarified that the mandatory timeline for filing written statement does not apply to non-commercial suits. The court held that as regards non-commercial suits, the timeline for written statement is directory and not mandatory. Supreme Court has accepted the center's proposal to take over Unitech Limited and approve the names of new directors of the firm's board headed by Yudhvir Malik. The court has rejected the old management's plea to be part of the board. Supreme Court has sought responses from the Centre and the Election Commission within 2 weeks on an application seeking an interim stay on a fresh window for donations to political parties through electoral bonds. Supreme Court has said that where both parents are estranged and locked in a matrimonial dispute, The parent who has been denied the custody of the child should have the right to talk to him or her every day. Supreme Court has stayed Delhi High Court's ruling that the parents-in-law cannot evict a woman who was fighting a domestic violence case against them and their son without providing alternative residence. Supreme Court has issued notices to the Uttar Pradesh government on a petition challenging the Yogi government's decision to change the name of Allahabad to its ancient name, Prayagraj. Allahabad High Court has upheld the constitutional validity of subsection 2 of section 164 of the Companies Act, 2013. Which stipulates that a director whose company has not filed financial statements or annual returns for any continuous period of 3 financial years, shall be disqualified from holding the position for 5 years. The court has also held that the financial year for the section would start only from 2014 to 2015. Calcutta High Court has set aside an arbitral award that was found to be bereft of proper reasoning and application of mind. The court has held that an award that is not based on reasons would amount to being an award that is opposed to public policy within the meaning of the relevant expression in Section 34 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, ANC Act. Delhi High Court has directed the central government to identify the vacancies in the physically handicapped, PH, category which can be filled up by persons in blind low vision, BLV. Category. The court has given the authorities 8 weeks to determine which posts in the Indian Revenue Service earmarked for PH category can be allocated for those with BLV. Karnataka High Court has restrained any new commercial or development activities within 10 km radius of Vanmerghatta National Park until the finalization of the draft notification on the declaration of eco-sensitive zone. Allahabad High Court has declined the permission sought by 2 mosques to install loudspeakers for azan, stating that no religion prescribes the use of loudspeakers for worshipping. Telangana High Court has made Lord Venkateshwar a respondent in a public interest litigation which questioned the construction of a temple in a park. The court has warned the temple committee that if they fail to provide necessary permissions, the temple would be liable to be declared illegal and subsequently demolished. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has stayed National Company Law Tribunal's order which prohibited appointing a former bank official as independent resolution professional of a bankrupt company because of the possibility of bias. Authority for Advance Ruling. Rajasthan has ruled that 18% of goods and services tax would apply to the entry fee and amusement facility in the public park. Competition Commission of India has approved the divestment of Reliance Jio Infocom Limited's telecom tower assets to Canada's Brookfield Infrastructure Partners LP and other investors.